With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On the battlefront, Ukraine's Air Force says it has shot down two Russian fighter jets during the night, along with two cruise missiles and 28 drones. Today's dispatch says the attacks were aimed at southern and central regions of Ukraine. The BBC's James Waterhouse in Ukraine.
Christmas in the city of Kupiansk is a celebration in name only. Like so many settlements along the front line, life is punctuated with regular artillery strikes and sirens. Children have been evacuated and a fraction of its population remains. Ukraine's ambition of completely liberating its territory couldn't feel more distant here. Instead, its troops are repelling wave after wave of Russian attacks, and they tell us they're running low on ammunition. President Zelensky adopted a hopeful tone in his Christmas address, but his struggle to contain Western scepticism has left him with a new year which looks far from certain.
For the first time, Ukraine has officially celebrated Christmas on December 25th, rather than the January 7th date followed by some Orthodox countries, most notably Russia. Also at SRNnews.com, an international shipping giant is preparing to resume operations in a strategically important waterway. Correspondent Rich Thomason with that report.
Maersk plans to allow its vessels to once again ply the waters of the Red Sea. It comes at the start of a U.S.-led multinational naval operation aimed at protecting shipping from attacks by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. Houthi attacks have led to a major disruption of shipping through the Suez Canal and the Red Sea, one of the most important arteries for trade in oil, natural gas, grain, and consumer goods between Europe and Asia. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. A group of pro-life pregnancy centers fight back.
The New Jersey Attorney General's office is demanding that First Choice Women's Resource Centers give up information about its donors and employees. First Choice has responded with a lawsuit filed by Alliance Defending Freedom. The suit says the request infringes on the center's rights and indicates, quote, a strong antipathy toward organizations that protect pregnant women and unborn children from the harms of abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
About 25% of Americans are non-religious, and Democrats would like to organize them into a voting bloc. But it's not going well, according to research from UMass Boston. A lot of people who shun faith also shun the ballot box. Those who describe themselves as followers of no particular religion are less likely to show up on election day than religious Americans are. This is SRN News. Police in Serbia's capital Belgrade have used tear gas to disperse crowds protesting an alleged fraud in last week's general election.
The protesters broke windows. They chanted slogans against Serbia's government. 35 of them were arrested. Sunday night's demonstration was the angriest yet since elections were held in Serbia earlier this month. Election monitors described serious irregularities like ballot rigging and vote buying. But even before the election, there'd been regular protests in Serbia about the state of the country's economy and its public services. More are planned for today. But the Serbian president, Aleksandar Vučić, has dismissed the protesters' complaints and vowed they wouldn't succeed.
BBC correspondent Paul Moss. Russian officials say a fire broke out on a nuclear-powered container ship, an icebreaker. It happened in the northern port of Murmansk. However, it was quickly extinguished. More details at SRNnews.com.